I'm now joined by Lisa Chai, senior research analyst at Robo Global, who currently offers three ETFs, nearly $1.5 billion invested, including the Robo Global Artificial Intelligence ETF, ticker symbol THNQ. That's what we'll be spotlighting this week. Lisa is on the line with me from New York. Lisa, it's a pleasure. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so before we get to the ETF and the index, I have to ask you about your background, because I was looking at your bio. You have an impressive track record of working with emerging tech companies. I also saw you're currently a member of the Empire Angels, which invests in early stage tech ventures. You're a strategic advisor to a blockchain growth lab. Tell us a little bit more about your background.
Sure. I have over 15 years of experience working in asset management, primarily in equity markets, focusing on technology and the consumer sectors. I have always been very passionate about learning and investing in the disruptive technology arena, and have been an advisor to various startups in emerging growth industries, especially in the field of artificial intelligence, healthcare, and blockchain. So most recently, I worked as a strategic advisor for a blockchain growth lab funded by several large technology companies with a big focus on enterprise use cases. And I'm also one of the members, as you stated, of the Empire Angels. We are the youngest professional angel group out of New York and London. And I see a lot of dynamic trends and companies in early stage ventures. We look at these investments with a unique perspective, which is to look at companies that are well positioned, but for the millennial generation.
And just so, go ahead.
Yeah, so through this sort of startup network community, I connected with the partners at Robo Global about joining the team in about 2018 to bring sort of broad insights into industry trends, help the research team identify companies, and help structure additional index strategies that we think are compelling and truly unique in how we can capture the disruptive innovation theme to our investors.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I was going to ask you, is how you ended up at Robo Global. And so right now, you're currently effectively the portfolio manager for the Robo Global Artificial Intelligence ETF. Again, ticker symbol THNQ. Let's go through the index behind this ETF, and then I want to come back and talk investment case. Break down this index for us.
Sure. It was just launched in May of this year, so we're very excited about it. As you know, Nate, we have been following the areas of automation AI for over 7 years now, since the company was founded in 2013. We are the creator of the first robotics automation and AI index strategy in the marketplace. A few years ago, we started to see some secular and structural shifts happening around companies building AI capabilities, and we decided to dig a little deeper. And what we found was pretty interesting. It has become increasingly clear to us that AI has hit an inflection point and is in the early stages of adoption. So machine intelligence powered by AI is playing a very important role in every vertical we follow. And that's why we created the Think Index, which is a pure play strategy focused on companies involved in developing AI infrastructure and those companies that are leveraging AI to go after massive revenue opportunities. We think that building AI capabilities and expertise is not something that anyone can do overnight. It will take many years for most of the companies to build AI technologies. And the good news is that we're still in the early innings of capturing this innovational impact that AI is providing to the world. And so we took a research-driven approach for company selection based on long-term value drivers. We look for companies with high revenue purity around AI and companies that invested in AI capabilities. We think investment is an important metric and a very strong indicator of future revenue growth. So we look for market leaders as well as technology leaders that are well-run and are in good financial health. In fact, about 67% of companies in the Think Index have net cash positions on their balance sheet. And that is very important to us. So we score these metrics using our Think AI score, We meet with management teams on a regular basis. We attend industry conferences, develop relationships with industry experts. And we have an internal database system to constantly score these companies on various metrics I just described. And every quarter, we reconstitute and we balance the index, which means we sell our winners and buy our losers, which is a way of to sort of ensure that the fund buys low and sells high as much as possible. So though currently, the Think portfolio consists of about 70 index members that are very diversified in terms of market cap, in terms of in markets that they play in, and also in terms of their business model. We think it truly captures the broader AI ecosystem around the world, with almost 30% of the members being outside the U.S. The strategy also has a pretty low overlap with traditional technology equity funds. And this approach has worked extremely well with the Think Fund, with very strong returns so far. As of September 30th, Think has delivered total returns of over 35% for the year, outperforming all of the global market indices. And when we look at a back test of the past 3 to 5 years, the return continues to outperform above 30 to 35% per year on an annualized basis.
Lisa, as I look through the constituents in this index, I found this to be a really interesting mix. So I think definitely some names people would recognize. I saw Amazon, Microsoft, Spotify, Netflix, Alphabet. But then there are some names perhaps not quite as familiar. Veeva Systems, iRobot, Verisight. Can you talk about this mix and maybe highlight a couple of the lesser known names?
Sure. We divided up the kind of the index into infrastructure and applications. So on the infrastructure side, you're going to find the cloud providers. You're going to find leaders in semiconductors enabling AI in the data center environment. And then in the application side, these are the companies that are leveraging AI to go after that massive revenue opportunities. These companies are in the business process and digital transformation. So, for example, in the e-commerce subsector, under applications, you're going to find companies like Shopify and Wix that are empowering small businesses looking to build their online presence. In also companies that are like Netflix and Spotify. I think many people don't understand that Netflix is, they are an AI company. People think they're a media company, but the company is a really good example of how AI can make a big impact to a business model that will not only sustain the revenue growth, but also take a dominant role in the market that they play in. Netflix uses AI algorithms extensively throughout their business. AI analyzes and predicts your movie preference by looking at watching history of other users with similar tastes to give you personalized user interface and recommend what you may be most interested in watching next. It goes through thousands of video frames of a movie or show to provide a particular image for you to have that highest likelihood of resulting in your click. Spotify does the same. Without these streaming content providers using AI, they will probably cease to exist. But these companies embrace AI and providing us with good user experience. And both of these companies had a phenomenal run this year, and we think this is sustainable. To the extent that we, as consumers, will continue to subscribe to these services with these unmatched technology that keeps us engaged, we've seen companies like Netflix and Spotify has a strong runway. And Veeva, you mentioned, very interesting story. It's a CRM software provider for the life sciences industry. Companies, like you said, relatively unknown, underfollowed. Its software is used by 19 of the top 20 pharma companies today for drug discovery and running clinical trials. It has a strong AI power engine that helps with data management and analysis during the entire life cycle of drug development from initial clinical trials to marketing and sales. The company has basically demonstrated leadership with strong revenue growth north of 25%, and shares are up over 100% year to date. And then iRobot is obviously the world's leading consumer robot company with their line of Roomba robotic vacuum. iRobot has been one of our top performing stock in the artificial intelligence index this year, up more than 80% year to date. They are at the crossroads of some of the most powerful trends in robotics and AI as we begin adopting more smart devices into our lives. This device has sophisticated mapping technology with imaging recognition capabilities that remembers the layout of your home and knows exactly where to go for that additional round of vacuuming, which is pretty cool. The Roomba vacuum cleaners have been used in more than 20 million homes worldwide. But yet, Nate, global household penetration remains in the single digits. So we think iRobot is a unique growth story and a good example of an index member where it scored very high on AI revenue purity.
Lisa, just a couple of minutes left. You mentioned earlier the Robo Global Robotics and Automation Index, the ETF behind that, or the ETF on that is Robo, R-O-B-O. And I think a lot of our listeners are familiar with that ETF. I'm just curious, what are the differences between that index and the index behind THNQ?
Mm-hmm. There are some similarities that both strategies are very diversified, but also very big differences between the two, where Robo Index captures the entire value chain of robotics, automation, and AI companies. Think Index is a pure play strategy focused just on artificial intelligence. And much like Robo, Think Index strategy was built around the technology and infrastructure providers and service and application providers. But the overlap between the two strategies are less than 15%. So that tells you that we have a lot of different companies in a Think Index. Think Index, you will see that it has a larger market cap tilt than the Robo Index. Think Index also, because it captures the entire ecosystem of AI, it has a bigger tilt to the technology companies that have the resources to develop and build AI capabilities. Because you need quite a bit of resources to build that AI team.
And by the way, did I see there was an ESG screen on THNQ as well? What's the purpose of that?
I think ESG is just an increasingly important part of our process. It's embedded in all of our index strategies and portfolio construction methodology. We exclude companies that fail our policy. And I think it's also important to kind of highlight that our themes tend to naturally lean towards positive ESG because automation and AI is largely about increasing efficiency. And many have also lower environmental impact and freeing up time for humans to focus on kind of higher value activities. We work with a leading ESG research company that was recently acquired by Morningstar to kind of support our efforts.
Well, Lisa, we'll have to leave it there. Really nice spotlight this week. Certainly a unique space, and I wish you the best of luck with the ETF. Thank you for joining me.
Great. Thank you so much.
That was Lisa Chai, Senior Research Analyst at Robo Global.